This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
First of all, this question should not be asked now, because this question now is a history. And now there is a war against Gaza, there is aggression, there are hundreds or thousands of children are being killed, slaughtered, there is ethnic cleansing that is taking place in Gaza. So let us not ask this question now. Let us support the people there as much as we can. However, I always ask a question. What does Israelis want? What does the so-called Israel state or the state of Israel, what does it want? No one knows what does the state of Israel want. No one. I challenge anyone and everyone to clarify it for me officially. What does the so-called Israel state want? The Arabs in 2002 have offered the Israelis Al-Mubadara Al-Arabiya Lis-Salam, Arabic deal, which is based on two states solution. The Israelis refused that. And then the Israelis, they were talking about the settlements in the West Bank. Do you know when the Palestinians accept the two-state solution, they accept it just to live on 22% of historical Palestine. Only 22, which means one-fifth of the original Palestine. They accepted this. Not only that, the Israelis even refused that. And they said, what about the settlements in the West Bank? I was going to say, do you know that there are more than 700,000 Israelis settled in the West Bank? The Israelis said, what about those? These are illegal settlements. The Israelis said, no, we are not going to ask them to leave the West Bank. Even the Arabs said, okay, we can accept this. We will accept them with the condition. The Israelis said, we want them to live there and we are responsible. They are responsible for their security and their well-being in another piece of land that belongs to the Palestinians. Even after that, they said no, until the moment the Israelis have not accepted any offer from the Palestinians, from the Arab world. They have not. Until now, the so-called state of Israel has not accepted any offer either from the Arabs or from the Palestinians. And that's why the Palestinians, they don't know what the state of Israel wants. They don't know what they want. Not only that, I will ask you a question. Do you know that Israel has no borders? Maybe the UN has borders for Israel, but Israel doesn't recognize those borders. If we ask the Palestinians to recognize the state of Israel, according to which borders? Do you want the Palestinians to accept expansionist a state that will keep expanding? This is one thing. But the other thing is, even if the Palestinians, which happened in Oslo, the Palestinians recognized the state of Israel. But the state of Israel did not recognize a state for Palestinians. And they will never accept a state for the Palestinians to live next to them. That's why sometimes they want to expel and annex Gaza and the West Bank. What do you want the Palestinians to do? We keep asking them, you Palestinians, you do not recognize the state of Israel. Have you asked the state of Israel to recognize the Palestinians? And why they don't want to recognize a Palestinian, an independent Palestinian state, even on 22% of the historical Palestine? Let alone, if you go to the West Bank and you see how the Palestinians are living in the West Bank, they are living the most miserable life. Their land is being confiscated by the Israeli troops. Even the water wells, sometimes they close the water wells by concrete. They abduct their children. Even they give the settlers the right to confiscate any house they want within the West Bank. Now, the question is to ask, what do the Israelis want? Not what do Palestinians want and you put all the blame on the Palestinians. This is not fair. This is not the discussion now. This is a historical discussion. Maybe this is for the future. In conclusion, don't blame Palestinians why they don't recognize the Israelis, because they don't know what the Israelis want, let alone they want to see what will happen to their lands that was confiscated by the Israelis, etc., etc. It is a very sophisticated issue. So please, please don't ask this question why Palestinians could not live in peace with the Israelis, because Israelis don't want to live in peace. They don't have a clear vision. No one in the world knows what the Israelis want, and they did not make it clear, let alone the other problems as a sophisticated one rather than a simplified one, why the Palestinians don't live in peace with the Israelis.